The dating world is full of pitfalls, especially when it's done online. There are many people out there, all with different profiles, promising different things. The British journalist Natasha Devon was challenged by a friend to accept every date she was asked on over a two-month period. She spoke to Dan Damon.
I think my favourite date was one where we actually just went for coffee. It was during his hour-long lunch break, so there was a time limit on how much time we could spend together. And we just had a very relaxed chat, and I felt like I could just be myself. And I think out of all the 60 dates, I think that's what the experiment taught me, is that the mark of a good date is how comfortable you feel simply to be yourself and not have to put on a show or represent only the most palatable aspects of yourself.
And who was the most uncomfortable date?
The most uncomfortable date was a guy who insisted on sort of analysing the date as it happened. So about every 10 minutes, he would ask me how I thought it was going. And I think it was just a mark of the fact that he was perhaps a little bit nervous.
And that's one of your points, isn't it? One of the 10 things that you should not do on a date is say, how do you think it's going? Give us a couple of the others.
A couple of the guys I went out with were very uninterested. They knew all the right questions to ask, but then when I opened my mouth to respond, immediately they would start looking in a different direction or looking over my shoulder to see who was coming in the door. And I thought, what's the point of us being here? And another one that was very, very common was not having a plan. And when someone asks you out on a date, I, at the very least, expect that they will have some kind of idea in their mind of what you will be doing together. But a surprising number of them, I met them, and they'd ask me what I thought we should do, and a lot of the time I was in an unfamiliar part of town, and I didn't really know what there was to do in that area. And so we spent the first 15 minutes of the date kind of wandering around aimlessly, and it gets off on the wrong foot, I think. It's surprising, actually, and I do think it's a generational thing, because some of the guys that asked me out were a little bit younger than me. I was in my late 20s at the time, and they were in their early 20s, and I found that if they were younger, it was just routine. They just played with their phones all the time, no matter what they happened to be doing, almost like it was an extension of their hand.